The ghost of a smile tugs at her lips. You're not a stalker or a blackmailer. A faint ghost of a breeze comes through the open doors. She leads me out onto the balcony. You're asking inconvenient questions and silencing you won't stop them, because the organization you work for is staffed by determined, intelligent, and very dangerous people. It's much better to get everything out in the open and discuss it like sensible people, don't you think? Yeah, well. My mind's eye flickers back to the nightmare meeting in Darmstadt, the shadow of a diver's oxygen tank rippling across encrusted concrete. Damn it, where's Ramona? She should be relaying this. Incidentally, who was your boyfriend? She raises an eyebrow. Humor me, the guy in the white suit. What, him? She shakes her head. Just an ex of mine. He hangs out with me sometimes. My wards are still tingling, and I get a sharp stab of pain as I look at her. Her smile slowly widens. I walk the body, one at a time. Not all of us are as snobbish as prissy Miss Random. I used to wonder why the most beautiful women always ended up with rotters, but as explanations go, this one stinks. I try to take a step back, but she's still holding my arm, and she's got a grip like a steel mooring cable, and I'm backed up against the wall. My wards are flaring now, incandescent spectral light from the chain I'm wearing under my shirt. What have you done with her? I demand. Nothing, personally, but if you want to see her again, you'll come with... The velvet wall between us rips open shockingly fast, and Ramona comes slamming through. I'm not sensing the shape of her emotions, or even seeing a blurry inner vision through her eyes. I'm inside her. I am Ramona for a random moment, and the somatic realization is simultaneously very wrong and very right. The floor beneath her feet is carpeted, but it's slowly turning. Unsteady on her heels, she looks round the gloriously upholstered salon, past the windows, sees the sea and the headland. Three black-clad guards with guns flank a monster just like the corpse in the white suit as her heart tries to climb her throat. Bob? Her cold apprehension hits me like a hammer. This isn't random fear of the unknown. She knows precisely what she's afraid of. I follow her gaze down to the floor and the carpet she stands on. It's a glorious antique Isfahan carpet. Woven into it, almost invisible silver threads trace out a design identical to the one on my ward's, on McMurray's earring. From one edge of the carpet, a coiled cable leads to a control box grasped in the walking corpse's hands. It's a trap, Bob. Don't let them... The corpse pushes a button on the control box, and suddenly... I can't feel Ramona anymore. I stagger disoriented. It's like having a full-body local anesthetic. I blink until I can focus my eyes. Johanna is smiling at me in a satisfied, cat-got-the-canary manner. Who do you work for again? I ask, trying to regain control. Ellis Billington. Her smile vanishes, replaced by casual authority. He says I'm to take you aboard the Mabuza. You will do exactly as I say, assuming you ever want to see her again. What? I ask, feeling sick and sober with the backwash from Ramona's fright. But I came here to see him anyway. Perhaps, but you've also acquired adversary status, according to our reading of the main security gash. It's probably a memory leak in the code, but until we've terminated this phase of the operation, we're going to treat you as threat number one. She steps closer to me, and before I realize what she's doing, she reaches into my jacket and removes the pistol Ramona made me wear. She takes two steps back, and I find myself staring up the muzzle of my own gun, feeling stupid. Lights out, Mr. Howard. I'm opening my mouth to say something when the ward they've trapped Ramona in shuts down, and her presence floods into me again. I've got time for a brief moment of relief, time to think, we're whole again. Then the walking corpse shoots her with a taser, and while Ramona and I are both flopping around on the floor, Johanna steps forwards and sinks a disposable syringe into my neck.